Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper, and fan of all.
First of all, a happy new year to everyone listening to this. I'm wishing each and every one of you a wonderful year 2020 without negativity and plenty of fun. We're starting the new decade, or does it not start until 2021? I never know. But anyway, we're starting this year with Miraculous Ladybug, another animated series, and the head pairing of Marinette Dupin-Cheng, aka Ladybug, and Chat Noir, aka Adrien Agreste. Their dynamics are complicated, to say the least, but luckily I've got Thea to explain the ship to me. But what's a ship, you might ask? It's an abbreviation for relationship and can be used as a noun or verb. I ship Kirk / Spock, or my favorite ship is Spirk, meaning you would like to see Star Trek's Kirk and Spock as a couple and are using one of the popular ship names, smushing their names together in a way that can be cutesy or cringy, depending on your point of view. This podcast will be zero judgment, 100% squee, as fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fanworks might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest will nominate the next fan to talk about their OTP, one true pairing, i.e. the ship they love the most, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews, het, i.e. straight couples, / meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters, or even real people. The only limit is the imagination. Does that sound like something you might enjoy? Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. The Shipping Cast is hosted on shippingcast.fandomish.net, that's fandomish.net, where you can find show notes and subscribe on various podcasting platforms. There's also a Tumblr at shippingcast, a Twitter at shipping_cast, or you can email me on the shippingcast@fandomish.net, where you can also send me a recorded voice message for inclusion in a future show. I'm very open to questions and opinions about the ships we talk about or shipping in general, so please, get in touch. Because I've had to start paying for pro accounts for this podcast, I set up a Patreon on patreon.com/shippingcast, in addition to the Ko-Fi and PayPal links that you can find on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. Would you like me to record some episodes that cover more general aspects of fandom instead of being limited to ships? One of the Patreon perks is special episodes, and you can even vote on the topics. A note in advance. As mentioned before, this podcast is a judgment-free zone. My guests are here to share what they love, not to defend themselves. We ship and let ship here, and any flames, i.e. hateful messages, will be used to roast marshmallows, to use old-school fandom lingo. This expression dates me, I know. I'm actually 39 and have been writing fanfiction since I hit puberty. However, I only joined online fandom in 2001, which was also when I started writing fic in English. My native language is Swiss German, in case you're wondering, and I have the equivalent of an MA in Cultural Anthropology, Media Studies, and German Literature. These days, I work an admin job in the renewable energy sector, and I spend my free time consuming media in the form of books, movies, TV shows, and podcasts. I find fandom fascinating, not just as a creative outlet in the form of writing, vidding, and gifing, but as a cultural phenomenon. I hope I'm not the only one who loves to hear people talk about their passions, and there's few things fans are more passionate about than their ships. The ship that we focus on in each episode is clearly stated in the title, so if you think that the ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip the episode. It's also quite likely that there'll be spoilers, so in the immortal words of River Song...
Spoilers...
Marinette and Adrien, with their secret identities, form their own love square, which delights me, because I'm a big fan of what's affectionately known in fandom as identity porn. This is a trope involving people who have secret identities, which focus on the consequences of using multiple personas, as fanlore.org puts it. In this case, both are masked superheroes, while also going to school together. You can see where things get complicated with this ship, can't you? But let's dive right in.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea.
To a land across the sea, the sea,
the sea, the sea, the sea.
So, okay. Hi, Thea. Nice of you to join me tonight. Or today, for you.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into the actual interview, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, so I'm Thea. I'm 18 years old. I'm from Canada, and I'm currently studying music theater in college.
Oh, great. So another Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Wait, who was the Canadian before me?
We've had a couple. Oh, geez. Don't ask me who it was, but I do know we've had some Canadians before.
Oh, yeah.
And usually I can only remember which time zone people are in from trying to set up a recording time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is actually not too bad. No, not too bad of a difference.
That's good.
Yeah. You were nominated by August.
I was indeed. I know them from a musical theater, fan group. Mm-hmm. It got originally started by our mutual friend Liz, who interacted with people in the musical theater, fandom side of Tumblr. And
yeah.
She made a group chat of all of her friends, and me and Anouk and a few other people were part of it. And that's how we know each other.
So you're another one of the Dear Evan Hansen people, are you?
I am. When I was talking to August, I was actually like, has anybody covered Evan and Connor? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, gotcha.
Yep. Yeah, you're like the fifth or the sixth person from that fandom who's on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously I didn't even know it beforehand. So, yeah. I missed out.
I forced my friend to read a fanfic about Dear Evan Hansen, and then I forced her to watch a bootleg. So it's infectious.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've never really been in the musical theater fandom. So it's really nice, but it's really nice to dip my toes into.
Yeah.
It's one of the things I like best about this podcast. But yeah. But today we're not actually talking about musicals. We are not.
We're talking about a children's TV show.
Oh, nice. Nice. But before we go to that specifically of fandom, what's your fandom background like other than musicals?
Oh boy, good thing I have my archive pulled up. First fandom I ever really got into was My Little Pony in fifth grade. And then
so
I
when
started
it was
getting
really
in...
age appropriate.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely suitable. and then I started getting into anime.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting into musicals. So it's I have a whole bunch. I have the beginning of my bookmarks on Archive is Miraculous Ladybug, which is what we'll be talking about today.
Yes.
And then anime, musicals, 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 Voltron. and just more musicals. So how I operate with ships and fandom is I'll get into something new and I'll be like, oh, this is kind of fun. And then I'll see some art for a ship and I'll see it and I'll go, oh no. Because I never really ship anything on my own. I always have to see other people's content. So I always end up shipping the most popular ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice because that means you get lots of fodder. Yeah. It's not poor rare pair shippers.
Yeah, man. And so I sometimes produce fan content, but I have one. I actually, okay. So I wrote like 3 fics for Miraculous Ladybug, and then I orphaned them all. And one of them was a multi-chaptered fic, and I wrote the first chapter, and then it went a year without updating, and I went no, and then I orphaned it.
Oh, yeah, maybe I should. There are maybe a couple of fics where I should do that too, but I know no shame. I just have works in progress. Who cares? I may make people wait and hate me.
I also have another multi-chapter one like on my archive right now, and it's for like Boku no Hero Academia, and I have 2 chapters out, and it's been about 7 months since I've updated, and I have nothing for chapter 3, so
Yep, I have that one fic where it's like, I think I wrote the first 2 chapters like 2 years ago. And the beginning of this year, I was like, one of my New Year's resolutions was like, I'm going to finish this fucking fic. No, I did not.
Yeah.
Because threesome smut is hard. There's so many body parts.
Thank you. Like, oh my God. The one that was unfinished that I wrote for Miraculous Ladybug was like, I was like 16, so it wasn't that weird, but like it was smut, and it was like aged up, and they were in college, and like I wrote the first chapter, and then I got too embarrassed, and I didn't know how to continue writing smut, so I just abandoned it. I jumped ship.
Yeah, literally jumped ship. Yeah, so do you usually have like one fandom at a time or
several? Usually, but I never really ship more than one pairing in one fandom. Like I'll find one pairing that I really like, and then I'll just hyper focus on that one, and I don't even think about the others.
Yeah, I know the feeling. So but yeah, so you already mentioned that we're going to be talking about Miraculous Ladybug. And so this is the moment where I once again reveal myself to be an absolute nincompoop when it comes to animated fandoms. Because I've barely heard the name before. It's something with superheroes, I think.
It is. Okay, should I just like give a summary?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Miraculous Ladybug. There's 2 like important characters, Marinette Dupin-Shang. She is half French and half Chinese, and Adrien Agrest, who is like the son of like a fashion tycoon, and his father makes him model, and his mother has gone missing, and nobody knows where she is, and everybody thinks that she's dead, So in the episode that explains how they became superheroes, they see this mysterious old man, and the old man sees them doing nice deeds, and he's like, these are good people. So he leaves these charms on their doorstep, or like slips them into their bags or whatever. And Marinette gets these pair of earrings, and like she puts them on, and if she says like Tiki Spots on or like Tiki Transformer Moi, like then she transforms into Ladybug. And Adrien gets a ring, and like if he says Plag Claws Out or Plag Transformer Moi, he like transforms into Chat Noir.
Okay. Oh, and then we have people. So we have today's ship then.
Yes. So
Exactly. You have to explain to me why today's ship is one person's like civilian identity and the other person's superhero identity. I'm sure there's a reason. Because identity porn is awesome.
Yeah. It's complicated. We have what's called a love square, but it's the same 2 people for each side of the love square. So it's really messy. There's a lot of drama. So basically, Marinette has a crush on Adrien, and Adrien, aka Chat Noir, has a crush on Ladybug. So, basically Marinette and Ladybug have a crush on Adrian's civilian identity, and Adrian slash Anwar has a crush on Marinette's superhero identity. So because I'm a dramatic bitch and I also love enemies to lovers slash rivals to lovers, whatever, I like the two sides of the love square that don't want anything to do with each other, and then they slowly realize, oh god damn it, I'm in love with this fucking idiot. That's what I love. That's what I look for.
Okay, okay. That's a surprising amount of drama for a children's show.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And like, I'm not really caught up with like the recent episodes, so I know that there was like an episode that everybody went absolutely bonkers over, and it was a fan theory about like, if Chat-Noir gets akumatized, what if he turns into Shablon?
What's akumatized?
Oh right, okay. So basically,
I know nothing.
It's okay. So basically, Adrian Agreste's father, an absolute scumbag of a man, he like owns like Agreste Fashion, and like he is like this huge businessman, and he's just like, he does not care about his son or his well-being. He's just like, do this, get here, keep your grades up, model for me, like whatever. And he is also the villain of the series, Papillon. Ooh. Or Hawk Moth.
Okay.
And so basically he has a stolen miraculous, like the charms that turn them into superheroes. And basically he's trying to get Ladybug's and Chat-Noir's miraculous, because if you own, Ladybug is the power of creation and Chat-Noir is the power of destruction. And if you have both of them and like all of the miraculous, then you can make a wish, and he wants to wish his wife back to life. So,
okay.
Gabriel Agreste, Adrian's dad. What was my point? Oh my gosh. Akumatized. Right.
Akumatized. Yeah. Oh, so
okay. So right. So akumatized. Gabriel, aka Hawk Moth, aka Papillon, he controls these butterflies. And he can, like, infect them with, like, his power. And then if that, like, if there's someone who's, like, super sad or super distressed or, like, angry or whatever, just, like, experiencing a negative emotion, the ladybug will come to them and will infect them. And then he can basically make them do his bidding.
The ladybug? I thought the ladybug was nice.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. Butterfly.
Oh, okay.
So he infects them with the butterfly, and then they do his bidding. So like, it was like a theory in the fandom from like day one of like, what if like Adrian gets in a fight with his dad or something, and then his dad infects him with an akuma? What if he turns, like, because he's Chat-Noir, so his costume's black. What if he turns into Chat-Noir and his costume turns white? Like, what if? And then apparently they made it into an actual episode. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of the third season. So I don't know what's happening, but I've seen gift sets, so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sometimes that's all one needs.
Yeah.
I know like, so many fandoms just from gift sets.
Oh yeah.
Right now I'm all over this show where this guy in a metal tin babysits this tiny little green thing with the big ears. That's all I know about the Mandalorian. It's about it's apparently about this assassin babysitting a baby Yoda.
Literally, all I know about that show is just that one picture of baby Yoda holding a mug. And then people caption it with like, your grandma when she sees you off.
Hi? You still there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Ooh, why is there music?
Is there music?
There was music. Why was there music? Oh, why is iTunes open? iTunes was opened and started playing. I don't know what happened.
Oh, something
very weird just happened. Sorry.
It's me. It's my disaster energy.
Anyway, yeah, Baby Yoda, that's currently the thing that I know nothing about.
Mood?
But that keeps popping up on my dashboard. But yeah, anyway. So yeah, so but that sounds pretty cool with all the identity porn. I'm all over identity porn.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so like the biggest thing for me in like a show, mm-hmm. especially if it has secret identities, is like the moment of reveal. There's like, okay, mm-hmm. not to get off topic or anything, but there's this one anime called Blue Exorcist, and it's basically like the son of a priest or like whatever. He's the son of Satan. And he, like, goes to, like, this school where he can become an exorcist. And nobody knows that he's the son of Satan. And there's this one episode in episode 7 where he gets into a fight with another son of Satan. And he reveals his identity to everybody. Oh, fuck. And that is what I live for. That is what I consume content for. That's what I... That's why I'm alive. That gives me fuel. Mm-hmm. It's so good. It's so good. I don't think that they've like revealed each other yet, but there was this one episode in like the beginning of the series where like Ladybug's about to transform back and like Shat's like right outside the door and he like has his hand on the door handle and he's like, I could open it. I could fully open it. And then he like heaves this sigh and he closes it and it like makes me cry inside, but I also knew that it was too early in the series to reveal their identities to each other. Yeah. And also, Adrian is a respectable young man. He was raised right. Don't know how, since his father is an absolute trash can. But he is raised right, and he knows about consent, mm-hmm. and he would not do anything without Ladybug's consent.
So there's still a love quadrangle going on, as far as you know.
Oh, there's so much tomfoolery.
Yeah, but did you have like a particular moment that made you start shipping that particular ship from the force?
Boy, do I. So there's this one episode, and I can't even remember like what it's about, but I just remember that Shanwar, I think it's like Ladybug was like, can you protect my friend? Because Marinette had something to do. I think it was like, there was this boy named Nathaniel or like something like that, Nathan. I don't know. I can't remember. He's not important to me. but he had a crush on Marinette. And then Marinette didn't return his feelings, so he got akumatized. And like, it's called The Evil Illustrator is the episode. And Ladybug, because she's Marinette, and Marinette has to go on a date with the Evil Illustrator because she's bait. So she couldn't fight anything. So Ladybug goes up to Shat and she's like, can you keep the civilian safe? But really, it's because Marinette just wants to keep an eye on that fucking idiot. Because listen, once Adrian turns into Shanwar, all of his brain cells are out the window. He just turns into an absolute buffoon. And so... like, Shasha shows up to her house, and Marinette's like, oh, hey, and, like, kind of pretends to be, like, a fan, kind of, but she's still like, oh, this idiot. And then Shasha's like, oh, I have a fan. I'm here to keep you safe. Big, strong man here to keep you safe. And Marinette's like, I'm going to absolutely kill this idiot. And that was the moment where I was like, oh, this would be so good.
Yeah, because of course the whole time you know that Marinette has a crush on Adrian.
Yes! Because they're absolute idiots. They're 14 and they're so dumb.
They're not, they're teenagers. Of course they're teenagers. Yeah.
I get so heated while talking about this.
You know, it's all the best pairings cause this sort of passion. So was that first moment, is that your overall favorite canon moment?
Okay, so at the end of season 2, I think there was like this moment at like a picnic or something, and like, okay, so the entire class knows that Marinette likes Adrian, and during this picnic, I can't remember what led up to it because honestly my brain short-circuited, but like, they're okay, so like something happens And Marinette mm-hmm. leans in to kiss Adrian on the cheek, and the entire class goes absolutely buck wild. They're all screaming. And I was too.
Oh. Did they do the thing where he turns his head around and accidentally their lips touch?
No. But God, do I wish. Because they're just, I want, okay. Nothing gets to me more than, like, just, like, slow burn. That's it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I am reluctant to read any fic shorter than, like, 20,000 words. Which is very, very rich, coming from the person who can't write more than, like 7,000 before, like, tapping out. Mm-hmm. But just, like, yep. if a fic says, like, 130,000, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm literally reading one right now that's, like, 138,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
Yeah. So, is the fandom quite active?
I'd say so, but it was, like, it had, like, a huge boom. Mm-hmm. When I was in, like, ninth grade, so, like, 2015, maybe? Mm-hmm. Because that was when it was, like, first, like, kind of coming out, and everybody was like, oh my god, look at this new show, this is so cool! And then, like, things kind of died down, and now I think, because, so there's this one author who wrote, like, the most popular ship in the fandom, like, period. And that fic is The Ladybugs and the Bees.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she has, like 48 chapters, maybe, in that fic, and it's still not completed.
Okay.
So, it's a long boy. It's a very long. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of lost interest in it, and I think a lot of other people did, too, around the time that she did, because it was just, like, a lot of, like, okay, so the pacing in the show is, this is just, like, roasting hour. The pacing in mm-hmm. the show is not the greatest. Like, you read it and you feel like everything's on, like, 3x speed. Because mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like, there's a bunch of other kids' shows that have, like, 10 minutes to get a plot across. And, like, mm-hmm. they do it just fine. Like, everything makes sense. And then you go and watch Miraculous Ladybug and it takes, like, 3 episodes just to shift to how the pacing's done. No offense, Thomas. However, it's very much so a children's show. Like, mm-hmm. this is something that you'd see if you're, like, from Toronto, like I am. It's something you'd see on TVO Kids, which is mm-hmm. just, like, a children's channel. And it sure is. It's like all of the villains are just kind of predictable, which is it's a children's show, so I don't know why I'm expecting so much, but, like, you know, it's something that you can watch.
So is The Last Airbender.
No, but see, the Last Airbender,
that's what I mean, you know, just because it's a children's show doesn't mean it has to be have, like, predictable villains and stuff.
True, very true. But this is also, like, it's the creators and, like, therefore the channels, like, it's their first show, so I figure, like, you know, they're trying to figure out what they're doing and what their mm-hmm. brand is and whatever. But they promise so much. Like, there's supposed to be a live-action movie, there's supposed to be, like, a musical or something, there's mm-hmm. supposed to be, like, just a regular movie coming out of, like, it's, like, 3D animated. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot to promise when you're just getting your footing as a company and a brand.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a lot to juggle, it really is. You know, I love the show with all of my heart. However, it's not something that I can binge watch. It's mm-hmm. it's like, if you don't pay attention, you're going to miss a lot, but none of what you miss is important.
Okay.
That's a good way of describing the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So does the fandom skew young?
I feel like it does. But there's also still, like, people who are, like, 23, 24, 25 who are fans. Like,
I'm sorry, but that is young. Just for the record.
True. I feel like there's not.
You're all babies. I can't really go an episode these days without going, you're all babies. I'm an old woman.
I am an actual child. I still feel like I'm 13, to be honest.
Oh. And what are you doing on this show? Talking about smut and stuff.
To be honest, that's what I was doing when I was 13 too.
True. I mean, I wasn't doing it on the internet because there was no internet, but yeah.
You sound like my age though. That's so crazy.
Yeah, voices are deceptive. It's like, yeah. True. I'm turning 39 in early January.
What?
When I say that I'm old, then I mean that I'm old.
Crazy.
Especially like since everyone that I've been talking to in the last few episodes has been like 18. Which is so cute.
Because August is my age.
Yeah, I want to squish all your cheeks. You're just adorable.
But yeah. I feel like there's nobody like over like 28 who's into the show solely because it's so childish. Like in Avatar, you at least have like episodes where it's like, oh, we're gonna dismantle the hierarchy. And then you like throw in like some like scene with the horns and the lemurs and like some like fart joke or something. But like in this show, it's just like the vibe is childish. Like it's not just like a few like kid jokes here and there. It's like, oh, the show is like meant for kids who have actually zero attention span.
Mm-hmm. But that sounds actually like the kind of fandom where you very much rely on the fandom side of things.
Yeah.
Like on fanon and fic and stuff.
Yeah. Like I am very, very picky with fics.
Mm-hmm.
Not very, very picky, but I'm certainly picky. Like if paragraphs are too long, I can't read it.
Mm-hmm.
If you indent paragraphs, I can't read it. I don't know. Like just
Yeah,
if you go about fan fiction like you're writing some artistic masterpiece, I can't read it. You're writing fan fiction about a children's TV show where the main characters are too stupid to know that they like each other. It really isn't.
But there's going to be people who will enjoy exactly that story.
True.
However, it's not for me. Yeah, but you just have to know what you like.
I wrote this fic and it's Marinette finds out Adrian's identity because it's a cat. And that's the premise of the fic. That is it. that's the entire fic. It was like 4,000 words long and that was it.
That's a perfectly adequate size. says the woman who has, most of my fics are about that length.
Yeah. Like, it's because I know that I can't commit to longer projects. I just can't.
And I don't know, I just run out of steam.
It's like,
I don't know, maybe it's just the time. I do enjoy reading long. That's not it. I just can't write them. But are there like common tropes and stuff that are used in fan fiction?
For sure. Like, okay, everybody like finds the secret identity aspect and sticks their teeth into it. So there's like three categories of fics that can like that are like highly generalized. So you have the fics where it starts off with them revealing their identities, and that's where it comes from. And then you have fics where they know each other, and you know, like the and their identity is revealed towards the end or at the very end, and in those it's typically one person knows and the other one doesn't, and more commonly than Ladybug is the one who finds out first, because frankly she's just more intelligent. Like Adrian's super smart, however
Shanhua is always
dumb as a brick. I love him so much. He's so stupid. He just has no common sense. And then you have the other fix.
Well, cats don't need common sense.
He's the type of person who knocks a glass off of a like shelf and then gets surprised when their feet get cut open. You know? that's Adrian. And then you have like the AUs where they still kind of incorporate the secret identity thing. Like, I have one in my bookmarks where it's like a coffee shop AU, and like they still don't know who the other person is, but like they have a crush on them, and it's it's all of it's just a mess is what it is.
Yeah, but that sounds quite challenging to do, like to create like this funny quadrangle thing without having a superhero aspect.
Like, and then there's even more drama because there's this dude named Luca, and he's like anxious. Not anxious, excuse me, he's confident. That's the antonym. So, he's confident, he's like, he has blue hair, and he's like, wow, like, can relate to Marinette on, like, a personal level, whatever. Like, plays guitar, ooh, swoon, lover boy. And, like, he likes Marinette, and Marinette kind of likes him. And so now, it's a pentagon.
Ooh.
Not just a love story, a pentagon.
Oh, wow.
Like, will the mess never end? No. It's like a tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Because then there's this other girl who Adrian used to fence with, or does fence with, and, like, she, I think, had a crush on him. I can't remember the premise too well because I watched it so long ago. But then she and Marinette, like, become friends, I think. And basically just Marinette has to fight with, like, every girl for Adrian's attention, except she doesn't actually have to because Adrian likes her. He values her as a person, and everybody else just values him because he's famous, but she realized that because she's too insecure to know.
Aww.
So it's a lot of miscommunication.
That sounds exhausting, to be honest.
It is. Oh.
Yeah, but this sounds to me like the perfect fandom, like where I would just like read some fic and never even bother watching the original source material.
Yeah, like you don't have to. Like the fics are self-deficient on their own, honestly. Like it makes about as much sense as it would if you watched the show.
But now I understand a little bit better, because the only time I'd actually heard like that name was in like a fusion fic where someone had written an Untamed fic but with them as Ladybug and Shanhua with Wang Xiang so that was when I was like, but I did not understand what that I already forgot what it means when one is possessed by this butterfly thing.
Yeah.
That happens, and I've already forgotten what it's called, but yeah, I didn't understand, and now I understand.
Yeah. It's it is.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I don't even know what to say. It's it is. It sure is.
Yeah, but are there a lot of, like, it is like a verse that seems to be ideal for fusion. Does that happen a lot?
Pardon?
Like fusions, like, you know, like an untamed fig, but set in the Miraculous Ladybug world stuff. Does that happen a lot?
I don't think so. Not from what I've seen, at least.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally just, like, contained in its own universe, or, like, in an AU of just, like, you know, yeah, college AU, coffee shop AU, yeah, like, pet store, yeah, AU, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah, see a I was lot just of, like, wondering.
Yeah. Like, I see that a lot more in, like, the musical fandom, solely because everybody's into the same things. And, like, if there's, like, a high school based musical, then another high school based musical will likely be in the same, like, fic, and they'll, like, fuse the storylines.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have anything else that you would like to share about this particular ship?
Should I give recommendations of...
That would be the next step, yes.
All right. So, I recommend The Ladybugs and the Bees by Billy Squattis.
Are they all, like, Marinette Dupin, Sheng, and Chanois stories? Or how do people tag in this fandom?
So, it used to be that you could tag each individual ship on Archive. All of these are on specific site of use. Mm-hmm. But it used to be that you could tag, like, Lady Noir, Adrianette, like, Ladrian, Marichat. You could tag it all separately. Mm-hmm. But now it's all the same tag.
Oh, someone from the tag wranglers was trying to be nice.
But then they just made it harder to have a job.
So, I don't know. I don't know. But okay. So, like, most of these are, like, rated M. Mm-hmm. But there's one that's rated G. But, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so The Ladybugs and the Bees, rated M.
That's the huge one, right? That you mentioned.
I don't know. Okay, a lot of these aren't Marichat, because not every, like, there's nobody that writes about this. Someone does write Marichat. It's different premises, but I just want to read one lengthy fic of one storyline. However, the closest that I've gotten to Marichat is A Werecat in London by Thorn Queen, which is also rated M. And basically, it's about, like, so they go to London, Marinette, on, like, a trip with Alia, because Alia is Marinette's best friend, because Adrian went on a trip to London with his dad for business and modeling, and Marinette and Alia follow him there because Marinette's unhealthily obsessed with Adrian. Straight up, she stole his phone on multiple occasions.
Oh no.
She has a problem, but I love her anyway. So,
so she's 14. One can make excuses for 14.
I think she's like 16, 17 in this fic. And it's like it's like witches and that stuff, and, like, Sha, like, gets hit with, like, this weird spell, and it basically, every time he turns into Sha Noir, he turns into an actual werecat.
Ah, okay.
Like, he turns into, like, this big menacing beast. Like, he can kill people. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's it. It's unfinished. There's 30 chapters, and it's 178 words. So that's it. And I don't think it's ever going to be finished.
1,000, I assume.
Oh yeah, that one. Yes. And it's super good. I really enjoy the writing and the plot.
Mm-hmm.
It's very comedic. And Adrian's just a gentleman. Because that's nice. How he is.
Yeah.
And then there's The Ladybugs and the Bees by Bully Squatus. It's the most popular fic in the Miraculous Ladybug fandom. So if you're in the fandom already, you've probably heard of it. If not, read it. And honestly, it's more Ladrian, which is like Ladybug and Adrian, because that's also a popular ship, but I don't really like it because there's no stakes for me. They both already like each other. Like,
okay.
It's just not my cup of tea. However, if you enjoy it, then I highly recommend this fic. So basically it's just like it started off as a one shot and then Bully just kept on like updating. However, I don't think that she's gonna update soon because everybody just like heckles her about updating, so she's like, I'll update when I update, and if you get an update, then whatever. So it's just like it's like about like coming of age and like puberty, and like the whole premise is just like, I think like they don't see each other over the summer, Adrian and like thusly like Ladybug and Chat-Noir, and then Chat-Noir comes back and they're on a patrol and Ladybug looks at him and she goes, oh no, he got tall and also hot, fuck. So yeah. So that's that thing.
That reminds me of Riverdale.
I watched like until like season like maybe the beginning of season one and then I never watched it again.
I jumped ship in season two when the show jumped the shark harder than I've ever seen a show jump, but I quite enjoyed season one. And it has that moment, you know, when Betty and what's his name? Her best friend, Kevin? No.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Kevin? Yeah, it is Kevin. And they're looking out the window after the summer holidays and Archie changes his shirt. And Kevin's like, oh, my God, Archie got hot.
Yeah. It's literally just, oh no, he's hot, but in a fic.
Yeah.
And it's very funny, and I highly recommend reading it.
Mm-hmm.
However, both of them have smut in them, so be aware.
That's a feature, not a bug.
I know, but just in case people aren't comfortable with that.
I know
that
it's not everybody for likes it. Yes, I know. I know. So, so those are all kind of canon-based. Do you also have a use?
Well, the Werecat in London is kind of like an EU, and I'm, like, the only EU that I have.
Okay.
Well, actually...
Well, you mentioned that coffee shop thing. You should also send me the link to that one.
That's Paws for Coffee. Like, PAWSFUR coffee.
You're going to have to send me all the links or at least the names.
Will indeed. So this is just like it's 32,000 words.
So short by your standards.
Short by my standards. However, it is very lengthy as a writer. And it's a college AU, coffee shop AU. I think that one of them works at a coffee shop and the other one keeps coming in, and you know, it's cute, it's fluffy, it's very heartwarming, and there's a lot of puns. So go crazy. And then my last recommendation is Satisfaction Brought It Back by Sidereal Sandman. This is just like hardcore, just it's two dorks who are into BDSM who don't know how to confess to each other that they like each other when they're really supposed to be sex-based, and then they get a crush and they're like, oh, god damn it.
So a total failing at the friends with benefits thing.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, no, listen.
Which is a wonderful, wonderful trope.
It's so wonderful. It's so great. The tags are friends with benefits, next tag, bracket,
who want to be lovers, but they're idiots, end bracket. There you go. There you go. It's that a great fic. That's... It's a great read. It's very funny, and there's a lot of musical references inside of it.
Mm-hmm. Also, yeah. Right up your alley.
Right up my alley. There you go. And it's also Marinette struggling and trying to open a business as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Those are my recs.
Yeah. Do you have, like, some graphical fan works that you would like to rec? Like vids or fan art or gift sets?
Well, there is this one video that originally got me into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the reason why I watched It's an animatic to a musical song.
Mm-hmm.
So
Worlds Collide.
I was into Hamilton at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched this. And then I was like, oh, wow, this show looks really cool. Also, this is fully before Gabriel Agreste was revealed
to
be Hawk Moth. And everybody just kind of knew because they were like, what other character is in the show who's as much of a shit stick to be this person?
Yeah.
So everybody was like, abusive father. It's that one. He's the villain.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it.
Yeah, so send me all the links and I put them in the show notes for people to find.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I know.
And do you already know who I will be talking to next?
I do indeed. It is my wonderful friend, Katie. She is... Katie Cakes Art, or Who Actually Knows on Tumblr. I think she's going to talk about something about Star Wars.
Ooh, nice. Very timely. Although by the time the episode airs, yeah, it won't be quite as timely anymore.
There you go.
But Star Wars is always, always, always a good idea.
I personally know zero about it. She sent me an art one time, and she was like, look at her. And I was like, she's very... is.
Yeah, one can't be into everything.
Yeah.
So, where can people find you online?
I am Thea Bia everywhere, pretty much. I am Thea Bia with two E's in Bia on YouTube, Tumblr, and I don't know, DeviantArt, maybe? I don't remember if I still have one, however. I'm Thea Bia with one E on Archive of Our Own, and I am Stop Stealing My Handle on TikTok if you would like to go and see me there. Because I tried to make Thea Bia my handle, however, somebody else already took it, so stop stealing my handle it was.
That's what I felt when I tried to make a fandom Twitter. I mean, luckily I didn't succeed because fandom Twitter is too much for me. But yeah, someone was already Shirazade, and I was like, but I'm Shirazade everywhere! Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know the feeling. Although in my case, it's also, I feel very sorry because I know for a fact that somewhere in Israel, there's someone whose name is Shira Zade. In two words, you know, first name, last name. And I feel so sorry for them. They can't get any email addresses because they're all mine. They can't get social networks because they're all mine. They can't Google themselves because they end up reading with Smartfix. So yeah.
Oh boy. Ooh. I was okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and find one of my orphan fics.
Ah, yes. If you would like to see my writing in 10th grade, which is like 4 years ago, go and look up One Pun Is All It Took by Orphan Account, and the tags are Ladrian, Relationship, Lady Noir, Adrianette. Adrian is a damaged sweetheart, and the tag for the fandom is Miraculous Ladybug. So there you go. Mm-hmm. It's 2,000 words. This is the one where Adrian makes a pun and Marinette goes, "Oh, you fuck." So there you go.
Yeah, so I'll also need the link to that one then.
Oh, as boy.
A special.
It's absolutely horrible. Please read it knowing that 14-year-old wrote this.
You brought it up.
I did.
No and one would I'm have known.
I'm subjecting myself to embarrassment.
Yeah. No one would have known. Great. So, yeah. I think that about wraps it up. Or do you have anything else urgent to share?
I don't think I do.
Okay, great. So thank you again so much for I had lots of fun.
Thank you for dealing with my absolute, like, impassioned ranting.
Oh, you know, I feel you. I'm the same. So that's why I'm doing this. So I know that I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, bye.
Bye.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea.
This wraps up the 24th episode of the Shipping Podcast. As always, you can find the links mentioned in the show notes on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandomish.net. Episode 25 feels kind of like a milestone, and I'll be talking with Katie about Anakin and Padme from Star Wars. We recorded the episode just in time for the release of The Rise of Skywalker, which she had seen and I hadn't, so expect some general venting and moaning about Star Wars in general too. The episode will be released on January 17th, as always earlier for Patreon supporters. The next special Patreon episode about rare pair shipping is also in the planning stages, a bit delayed because I had something of a depressive episode in time for the holidays. But I'm doing better and it's absolutely coming. You can follow and get in touch on Tumblr as ShippingCast, on Twitter as Shipping_cast, and you can email me on theshippingcast@fandomish.net. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the podcast and the ships we've been covering. You can find the podcast on all major and some minor podcasting platforms. A full list can be found on shippingcast.fandomish.net/subscribe. As mentioned before, if you want to get the next episode the moment I finish it, at least one day early, you can become a patron on patreon.com/shippingcast. This also has some other nice rewards, like extra episodes on other fandom topics, and that way you can help me pay for the necessary pro accounts for the podcast. Also, I'm hoping to one day be able to afford transcripts to make the podcast more accessible. There's also the option to send me a one-time donation on ko-fi.com/shirazade or via PayPal to webmistress@shirazade.net. All these options are also described on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. And you can help me totally for free by leaving reviews or simply spreading the word to other fans. I'm Shirazade, spelled S-H-I-R-A-S-A-D-E, and you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, YouTube, Pillowfort, Dreamwidth, and on shirazade.net, although I'm not active on all of them. I've also joined Mastodon, as shirazade@fandom.inc with a K. Podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, you are the captain of your ship.